Lord, we thank you for our gathering again this morning, the first day of the week, which is the commemoration of the day that we rose from the dead. Father, we have assembled ourselves again at your feet to present ourselves unto you as little lump of clay. Because you are the Jehovah Potter, you are the only one that can make vessels of honor out of whom whosoever will, and you can make the same lump of vessel of dishonor. Father, we are trusting, looking unto you, that you further your works in our lives. We want to be true representatives of you. Grant it, Father. Bless your people everywhere, in all the nations of the world, especially those that are traveled out of our midst, Brother Sam, Brother Yodele, and Brother Joshua. Use them mightily as a channel of blessing to your people. May they come back with testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless our effort to give this morning. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Good morning, church. And let us open our scriptures to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And we are taking our reading from verse 21 to 29. Seven, from verse 21 to 29, it goes like this. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name I cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, I do it then. I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had added these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise the Lord. Well, we are grateful to God again this morning for giving us another privilege to come together as men, women, boys, girls of like precious faith. We are all individuals before God. That is why our bad day differs from person to person. Amen. This morning, I want us to look at what I will title The will of God versus your will. That is the title of my little talk in Sunday school. The will of God versus your will. If two things, if you are confronted with two things, and you are asked to choose one, you got to choose one. Amen. One time, it came to a time that Billy Paul was misbehaving at home, the prophet's son. And the prophet said, Billy, you come here. The prophet stretched his hands like this. He said, this one leads to heaven. This one leads to hell. You can choose one. He said, he chose the one that goes to hell. It's okay. If that is so, I can't help you. Since you have chosen that, you can no longer stay in my house, walking and traveling on that road that leads to hell. Pack your loads and go. So the boy packed his loads and left. Being that he was a seed of God, he didn't go too far. The Lord smote him with a sickness. He went to the hospital, and they told Billy Paul, they said, look, you're on your way out. Billy said, call daddy. Amen? He said, call daddy. It will only be a foolish man that wouldn't know where his problem come from. That's why the prophet said, if you are facing situations, he said, first of all, check your life. Are you right with God? Because there are two ways in which problems come to us. Number one, God can allow problems to come to us to turn us around if we are misbehaving. That is one. The other one, he can allow problems to come just as a test, as a trial, in order to promote us. That was the kind of problem that came to Job. Job was a righteous man. God even called him a perfect man. Not before man. God called him the perfect man before Satan. And Satan knew that what God was saying was true. The prophet said, the life you live, he said, you know it yourself. He said, the devil knows, and God also knows. Amen? May God help us. Now, the will of God versus your will. Now, we can see one thing from the place we read. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. I'll quote you another scripture. Let me go back to it. He said, not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter into that kingdom. From verse 21. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father,
which is in heaven.
Now, he went further to tell us, many will come that day and say, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not done this? Have we not done wonderful works? Judah did all those. And yet he was a serpent seed. His soul wasn't converted. A man can be anointed in his spirit. He can do wonderful things, prophesy, manifest some of the gifts. And yet he's not a Christian. What am I trying to bring here? Do you know that prostitutes go to church? They go from their houses. They rented for that purpose. And they go to church. When they come back, they continue in that business. Oh, yeah. And when they go to church, some of them can sing. Because if the pastor will not know the work everybody is doing. Oh, sure. And they will not go and tell pastor, this is my work. Amen? So, when they get to church, they are calling the Lord as you are calling the Lord. Everybody call Lord, Lord, Lord. In your special song, you are praising the Lord. In the worship service, you are praising the Lord. During the preaching, you are saying amen to the word of the Lord. And Jesus said, that is not enough. He said, what will put you in that kingdom of heaven? He said, they that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. The will of God is the word of God. Let it be settled in our heart. His will is his word. So, that is why the scripture says, not everyone, not the hearers of the word are justified, but the doers. Because there is a possibility of you hearing the word. You can play the tape. You can open radio and listen to the preaching. You can take you can take the sermon book. Jesus was going to the cross at Gethsemane. I think it's Matthew chapter 26. Can you project it for us? Matthew chapter 26. We will read verse 39 to 42. Verse 39 to 42. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He went further. And he commented unto the disciples, and find them asleep, and said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch, I pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. It's repeating the same thing. I hope you take note. Okay, let's go further. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again. This is the third time now. And prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Amen. But Abraham said Jesus was 100% man and 100% God by the Spirit that was dwelling in him. The Bible says he had the Spirit without measure. Today, why God is living in you is because you have a measure of God. I have a measure, but I just said, if I just say have the fullness, none of us will have again. And there is no such a promise. There's only one time it was promised that one person will have the fullness, and that will be fulfilled. That's why Jesus said, if I do not go away, the comforter will not come. Oh, praise be to God. What are we talking about? Look. The will of God is very, very important in whatsoever you do. Amen. You know, the other time we were talking about having the mind of Christ. You cannot have the mind of Christ without being in his will. It's not possible. And whatever God demands from you and me, God give us the grace and the ability to be able to do it. So God is not wicked. He's not telling us to do something that he knows that we will not be able to do. Whatever he asks us to do, he has given us the grace, the ability to do it. That is why he told, when he decided, the apostles were with him for 3 years and 6 months, speak parables in the public. He takes them inside and he will interpret all the parables to them. One time he was doing it, one of the disciples says, Master, why do you speak to the people in parables? He said, because unto you, hallelujah, unto you it is given. Who gave it? God. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. He said, to them that is not given, hearing will they hear, they will never understand. That is what he was doing. He interpreted all the parables to them. Despite that, because they were in the flesh, and the scripture tells us that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They cannot understand spiritual things. Amen? That is why, at the end of the 3 years and 6 months, he told them, he said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Because as much as he taught, do you know he taught them several times that he was going to be crucified, he will rise again the third day. Those things, they couldn't retain them in their memory. That's why when he resurrected, it became a mystery to them. Oh, man. Something that he has told them, time without number. May God help us. It is the same thing today, for God has not changed. It's the same yesterday and today and forever. That is why Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But Abraham gave us explanation of what it means to see the kingdom of God. He said it means to understand spiritual things. Amen. May God help us. I say, may God help us. For the 3 years and 6 months, though Jesus, they were not doing any other work, they were always with Jesus. They wake up and go into the ministry, talk about the kingdom. Oh, the 3 years, 6 months. And yet, they could not comprehend what the man was talking about. May God help us. It was on the day of Pentecost that the apostles were converted. So that shows to you and me, it does not matter how long you are in the church. You must be born again. To be born again is very simple. We are not denominations that preach born again and they don't even know how to be born again themselves. Because they keep telling people to give your life to Christ, be born again. They cannot even tell them how to do it because they themselves saying it doesn't know it. Very simple. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Which they don't even believe, but be baptized in the name of Jesus. But titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. There's a difference between the title and the name. You are a father. You are somebody's son. You are a human being. That is not your name. Father is a title. Son is a title. Human being is a title. But you have a name that they are calling you. And that is why the scripture says he has been given a name that is above all other names. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. All things in heaven bow to that name. All things on earth bow to that name. All things that in the earth bow to that name. But Abraham said, all things in heaven means all things in heaven. If there is another God beside him, he has to bow. Hallelujah. What are we saying? Until a man is born again. I for you to lose in the money. And he will last all man go. He wouldn't know it. Amen? May God help us. Don't take the new birth for granted. Don't take it for granted because that is your birthright. And the birthright contains all the blessings. Until you are born again, You cannot understand spiritual things. Amen. Amen. The will of God is the word of God concerning everything. If you look at the scripture, I think in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that was talking about they that are spiritual, judgeth all things. He that is spiritual, judgeth all things. He said the man himself is not judged by no man. He said, who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? He said, but we have the mind of Christ. You cannot instruct a spiritual mind because it's led by the Spirit. He knows what God asked him to do, how to behave at every particular point in time, because he's led by God. That is what qualifies him to be a spiritual man. For what brings quarrel to the home is Satan. If both of the husband and wife are spiritual, they will quickly know when Satan is trying to surface. They will hurt him. But because they are not aware of the devices of the devil, they allow the devil to come in between them. This will go the right, this will go the left. Satan will sit down and laugh. He said, Shepherd, don't see. He knows what he's doing. Once he put you in that pedestrian, I'm telling you, you can't pray. No, you tell me I will fast and pray, God will not hear you. Oh Lord, only go and may God help us. It's a nice journey that we are in. Very easy to travel through it. But there are instructions. But Abraham gave he gave an analogy somewhere. He said it's like you have acres of farm here that you made, and there is drought. And this way, there is a mighty ocean that is full of water. He said, if you stay here, say, mighty ocean, my crop are burning. Please, come and wet my farm. He said, you can do that for life. Water will not come. He said, but if you walk according to the law of gravity, you can channel that water to your farm and water it. It is the same thing, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There are simple instructions that are given. But Abraham said, your full obedience to the word of God is what the title told you to the token. Full obedience. May God help us. Until the token comes, Jesus told them before, he said, you shall receive power. What power is it? Is it power to disobey the word of God? Is it power to hear, to come to church and hear the word of God and go to your home and live like a devil? Is that the power it's referring to? Power to live holy. Power to pray. Power to resist the devil. Power to truly represent God on earth. You know, Abraham preached a message, four ways that you can see God. He said he can place it in thousands of ways. He said, but he wants to put it in four ways. God in the universe, God in his word, God in his son, God in his people. Amen? God in the universe. Where the day is breaking, that is east there. Then you see the sun rising. It will set in the west. It's the word of God that is being manifested. God commanded, that was what he referred to in Genesis, greater light. It's to rule the day. Sun will not come out in the night. Amen. The moon and the star, they will come out in the day. I mean, yes, in the day. They have, that in the night is their own time that God appointed unto them. What are we saying? The will of God, to do the will of God, is to act and behave and act and react and do everything according to the word of God, every particular point in time in your life. You know, sometimes, let me use this as an example. You know, Jesus said, if somebody gives you a slap, turn the other cheek. Humanly speaking, that's against human rights. How can I walk to Brother Joseph? Just give him a dirty slap. And he will see some. Then, if God is not in him, I'm telling you, if he have knife there, he will shoot me. That is that fallen nature. You know, I've always been saying, I will still preach it one of these days. Our first back, we were born defeated. Our second back, we are born victorious. Oh, man. Once you are born the second time, you are victorious. Anything that comes your way, God is there to give you to do what you should do at every particular point in time. You see a woman that is not subject to her husband. She needs the Holy Ghost. She's not converted. Amen? I don't care how much he can sing. I don't care whatever he can do. It can be anything. For the fact that the spirit that is in her is not subject to the word of God. She's not born again. When you are born again, the spirit that comes inside of you, which is God, is already subject to his own word. Amen. May God help us. You see, brothers, like I used to say, if you stand before the mirror, you don't see somebody else. You see yourself. Each time we come to church, that is what we come to do. The prophet said we come to check up with our soul salvation. How am I studying with God? The way I live, the way I talk, my action, my reaction. You think the only anything that the Bible condemns, the Spirit of God will never, never inspire you to go and do it. Because God will be working against himself. And the Bible says a kingdom that is divided against itself cannot stand. Amen. God bless you. That is why Brother Abraham said, he said, if a spirit is leading you, he said, you can easily know the nature of the spirit. He said, if a spirit is leading you contrary to the word, he said, remember, that is not God. Period. Because every one of us, as we all see that, yes, we are led by a spirit. You see that we are led by God, because the Bible specifically says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. They are the children of God. Look at what you do. Compare your life with the scriptures. You see some children, they run down their mother, they run down their father. I don't care who you are. Remember, you will never have another father. You will never have another mother. Your mother is your mother and your father is your father. The scripture that says you should be subject to them, you should respect them, you should honor them and be submissive unto them, even as unto the Lord. It's a commandment with a promise. Amen? It's a commandment with a promise. What is the promise? That it might be well with you here on earth. That's part A of it. Part B says that you might live long on earth. It is not give condition. Then respect your father or your mother when they are good people. No! Let them be as bad can be. Let them be the worst human beings on earth. Your own part, in order to be the will of God, it will be submissive unto them. Period. There is one language that God understands, and that is his word. That is the language he understands. Sometimes people fight in the house. Maybe children fight with parents, parents fight with children, wife fight with husband. Look, for you to come back to the will of God, you must apologize to each other according to the word of God. You don't just like let time go over it. May God help us. The will of God versus your will. If I go and slap Brother Joseph, God forbid, he has a right, as a Nigerian, he has a right to slap me back. Because if he has done anything wrong, the law is there. There's no law that the law didn't say I should take law in my hand to go and slap him. Are you following me? But he has a right. But being a sheep, as a child of God, he has to fulfill that right to be the will of God. Are you following me? If he slap me back, no matter how he narrated it, if it's Timojo Kojijeje, me o basoro, me o nimusio, me o tutosio, me o nile kono, me o temole, o koshale, they walk towards me, slap me. He can never be justified. Why? Because he has retaliated. So both of us now are wrong. And two wrongs cannot make a... Amen. Brother Abraham used to say something about his father. He said, he is my father. He said, I hate to say what I want to say. He said, he drank with every cobble that he had. That was his father. But graciously, God allowed him to lead the father to Christ at his death. He died on his arms. What am I saying? Children, you want him to be well with you on earth? Honor your father and your mother. The Bible says it is a commandment with a promise that he might be well. I think we need to read it. Where is that scripture? Sir? Ephesians 3. Ephesians what? Chapter 6. Turn our scripture to Ephesians 6. Let's see. It's right here already. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Amen. God doesn't play with his word, though. For you to be in the will of God, I don't care. I don't care how guilty your mother is, how guilty your father is. Yours is to obey what God says. Period. That is the only time you can be in position even to pray for your father or to pray for your mother. If you say my mother is this, is that, I also want to be this and that, your prayers will not even be answered for her or for him. I don't know. I was thinking I could just pass a few comments on this thing in Sunday school. Maybe we will take the whole thing when I come back in the main service. Because he has a lot of branches. He talk about husband and wife, talk about children and parents, he talk about your business. Because, look, I used to say there is no business lie. All liars will go to hell. That's what the Bible says. We will take it when we come. Because I don't think I've scratched anything out of it. Brothers and sisters, Jesus doesn't play with his word. The word of Jesus, he has not sent the law. That is why the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is not sent the law. That is why the book of Revelation, he says, if anyone adds to this, the plagues that are written in the Bible will be added to him. If anyone subtract from it, his name will be removed from the book of life. Amen. This is the judgment book of God. This is what God is going to use to judge the world. God is not going to use church to judge the world. Whether you be Baptist, you be Presbyterian, you be Catholic, you be Methodist, you be deeper life. Why don't you have the life first before you are talking about the deeper of it? It's just grammar. Deeper life. you have a deeper life of what you are talking of. Even water baptism, in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't even have it. The thing you must do that will bring the initial life before you talk about deeper of it. I mean, education is good, though, but when you are coming to God, put education inside cupboard and lock it. Brother Abraham said education is the thing that has made the gospel what it is. Everybody is on his own, having teachers, having itchy ears, you can't talk to them. Which school did it come from? Don't you know a PhD, DDD of letters? It's good. You can have DDD, DDD of letters and no, you are not born again. Then what about it? With your DDD, whatever, you are going to hell with it. It's as simple as God walk in simplicity. He hide in simplicity and he reveal himself. He just say, look at the first runner of Jesus Christ, John the Baptist. He never went to human school one day. We are not preaching against education. Listen very well on what we are talking about. Don't go with your understanding and say that church, they are preaching that people should not go to school. That's not what we are preaching. No. The word that for on his first coming, John the Baptist, he was filled with the Holy Ghost in the mother's womb. At the age of 9, he went to the wilderness. It was the Holy Ghost that taught him all the things that he knew. The rabbis that have qualifications, have certificates, they did not even know that the Messiah was in their midst. He was the only one that knew that there is somebody in our midst now that you don't know. Are you following me? If education was what is required, we would not have gotten the Holy Ghost. All of us just go to school anyhow. If you are illiterate, you are ruled out. But that's not the program of God. The second forerunner of Jesus Christ, which is Brother Abraham. Oh, hallelujah. He was not so educated so that he can speak grammar. When you take one word, you go to dictionary. Dictionary will complicate it for you by giving several meanings. In the name of try to analyze and break it down. Common language. The Bible says Jesus spoke in the midst of the people. And he has not changed. When we come back, we will better take this today as our main service. I was thinking I just pass a few things on it. Very, very dicey. This very thing you see, so the will of God versus your will. The will of Jesus Christ at that time, he wanted to stay. When he saw the whole sins of the world coming to him, he said, Lord, let this cup pass. He said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy be done. We must always do the will of God. A man that is not converted, he will do his own will. Amen. May God help us. We are coming. God help us to arrive safely. Praise God. Amen. It's not easy. Jesus said, it's not hard for me to say. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. This thing that I'm talking about, it will even come to the level of husband and wife relationship in their bedroom. This message you see, so I will come. You don't just do anything as a child of God. You must make sure what you are doing is in agreement with the word of God. Sacrifice your opinion. Sacrifice your idea. If you have a spirit that is rebelling against the word of God, pray it out of your life. That's an evil spirit. Shall we bow our heads? Lord, we thank you for these few minutes. May it serve as the foundation for the message. When we come back, take us deeper. Give us revelation. Give us understanding. Give us grace and mercy to be able to stay by these things. that you have made known unto us. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. May the self-service be a blessing as we prepare our hearts for what you have in store for us today. Be with your servant as I travel out of our midst, Brother Odeli, Brother Samuel, Brother Joshua. Be with them, O God. Use them mightily to bless your people today. May your name be praised, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.